you got cooking? How about cooking something up with me?
Let's stir it up, boys.
Welcome to the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, a weekly excursion into the fine art of preparing the world's most popular recipes under an open sky and an open flame. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the old grill sergeant, Randy Hayes.
Whoop, whoop, whoop. Spoiler alert, spoiler alert. Yeah, you hear me well if you're a Game of Thrones fan. I'm going to talk about the current situation on Game of Thrones at the end of episode 4, heading into episode 5, and we're going to do it right off the bat here on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show today. So if you're recording Game of Thrones and you plan on binge-watching all 6 episodes, you probably don't want to hear what I have to say. Now, being a 50-year veteran of the radio industry, I'd never tell you to turn your radio off. That's something that was drummed into my head way back when I first started in broadcasting as a teenager. Never tell the audience to turn off the radio for any reason. But just to make sure I don't ruin it for you, I am going to discuss my theories about how Game of Thrones will play out. Well, I'm going to discuss some of my theories about how Game of Thrones will play out. After all, there are so many different ways that it could end, right? Who knows how this plotline is going to unfold? George R.R. Martin, the guy who wrote the books, he said over and over again, he loves to create unexpected twists and turns in this story because he wants us to speculate about what's going to happen next and how things will turn out. Plus, he's not shy about coming up with unusual outcomes or killing off one of our favorite characters unexpectedly. So the possibilities really are endless on Game of Thrones. In any case, I think I've given you plenty of time now to do whatever you need to do. And just to be clear, I'm not telling you to turn the radio off, okay? So, ready or not, here we go with some of my thoughts on Game of Thrones. First of all, I realize Game of Thrones is not everybody's cup of tea. In fact, some of my friends at church think that Game of Thrones is highly offensive, you know, because of the violence and the sex, especially the incest stuff. And I must admit, I don't like that either. And I can respect that opinion, but I'm pretty sure I've already talked on this show about how I researched the incest angle. And history tells us that royal families in the Middle Ages, they not only engaged in incest, but they did it by design. The royals back then firmly believed that was the only surefire way to keep their family bloodlines pure. Of course, they just kind of ignored the fact that children of incest often had mental deficiencies and physical abnormalities, you know, as a result of close family members making babies together. But it's a fact nonetheless. And I agree. Incest is a very bad idea. It's morally repugnant to me, but it is historical. So it's a logical part of the storyline of Game of Thrones. But all that aside, the really intriguing part of the show is not the violence or the sex. As far as I'm concerned, it's the political intrigue. But certainly, I fully expect a lot of bloodshed, a lot of mayhem tomorrow night. In point of fact, many Game of Thrones fans have noticed over the years that the penultimate, or the next to last episode of the season, that's almost always the one in which most of the action takes place. And I'd be shocked if this final season is any different. So let's talk about how the Battle of King's Landing will turn out. If the Battle of Winterfell is any indicator, it's going to be extremely chaotic. A lot of our favorite characters are going to get butchered. But the question is, which ones? Based on what we saw in last week's episode, there are many people out there assuming that we've already seen the last of Samwell Tarly and Brienne of Tarth because Jon Snow left them behind in Winterfell when he rode south to face Cersei in King's Landing. But I'm not so sure about that. I wouldn't be at all surprised if Brienne showed up at the last minute, you know, to save the love of her life, Jaime. And in regard to that possibility, let me offer you this idea. Cersei has certainly created a lot of enemies, all of whom would love to be the one to kill her, not the least of which are Dany and Grey Worm. Both of them loved Melisandre, is that how you say her name? But they loved her for different reasons, of course.
And when Cersei had the mountain behead Melisandre, you could just see the blood in their eyes, couldn't you? But who knows? I mean, almost everybody wants to kill Cersei by this point in the story, so it could be anybody. But anyway, here's my idea. Arya has always had Cersei on her hit list. So let's say Arya attempts to assassinate Cersei, and Jaime tries to protect Cersei by fighting off Arya, but Brienne shows up at that very moment, and she has to decide whether to defend the love of her life, Jaime, or uphold her oath to protect the Stark girls, using the sword Jaime gave her, which, by the way, she named Oathkeeper. How's that for a riddle wrapped in a mystery inside an enigma, huh? And I don't know about you, but I'd be really disappointed if the Hound doesn't draw and quarter the mountain. You know, his big, gigantic brother who poked his face in the fire when they were kids. And then there's the Battle of King's Landing itself. The previews for this week's episode show Euron Greyjoy looking up in the sky, searching for Dany and her last dragon to attack, and there's clearly a look of shock on his face. So I believe Daenerys Targaryen has a little surprise up her sleeve that she's held back for quite some time. Now, I don't know what that is. It could be dragon armor, or it could be another dragon, or maybe even a whole group of dragons that her babies have mated and created over time. There's that incest thing again. But something highly unexpected is going to come flying out of those clouds, and whatever that is, that's going to largely determine how the Battle of King's Landing ends. But I guess it goes without saying, the bottom line question is, who will sit on the Iron Throne? Candidly, I don't think we get that answer this weekend. That issue won't be settled until the final episode next weekend. Plus, everybody, and I do mean everybody who knows the ending of this show, they all say the same thing. I never saw it coming. So, I firmly believe it won't be someone obvious like Dany or Jon or Aegon or whatever his real name is. Here's my thought. Game of Thrones has always been a story about strong women who were forced into leadership roles in a world built by men. So why would we expect it to end any other way? And since no one saw it coming, that means it won't be someone obvious, like the Queen of Dragons. So I'm picking Sansa. But let's be perfectly honest. Unlike everybody else, I'm just guessing here. But no matter who wins the Battle of King's Landing, or how they win it, and no matter who winds up sitting on the Iron Throne, or even if no one sits on the Iron Throne, there's only one thing we can be absolutely sure of. In true Game of Thrones fashion, they will all die happily ever after. So there's my thoughts. That and a $5 bill will buy you a pound of shrimp. Which cues up the subject for today's edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. It's National Shrimp Day. And what could be more perfect for those of us who live and cook outdoors on the Upper Texas Gulf Coast, huh? You won't be surprised to hear I looked it up. Shrimp are found all over the world near the seafloor of coasts and estuaries and even some rivers and lakes. But they are especially plentiful in the Gulf of Mexico. So we're unusually fond of them in this part of the country. And there's no doubt that the best place to buy the shrimp you want for that perfect National Shrimp Day celebration is Boyd Seafood Market at the base of the Texas City Dyke. So we're going to talk to Dave Fremont of Boyd's One Stop in the first segment today. I just hope we have time to ask him how the drugstore Gypsies performed at Boyd's Best Crawfest. You remember that a few weeks ago? Oh, in case you don't know, the drugstore Gypsies are a Texas band, and they've recorded both of their albums here at Edgewater Studios, you know, where we produce the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. So I want to find out about that. And after we get Dave's thoughts, we'll also talk to two of my favorite backyard chefs. One is Shane Mesh, And, of course, we'll also talk to my old buddy from Hudson and Harrigan, Fred Olson. And I can guarantee you they'll have some good ideas for shrimp, too. But, hey, I've got my own good idea for shrimp. How about a massive shrimp cocktail to munch on while you watch Game of Thrones tomorrow night, huh? Shrimp and Game of Thrones? Somehow, I think Tyrion Lannister would see the humor in that, don't you?
If your barbecue's gone up in smoke and your cooking reputation is at stake, stick around. The Old Grill Sergeant will be right back with more ideas and advice to make your next cookout sizzle.
Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke. It's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a video or a new website or help in managing their social media, and my company, Edgewater Digital, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of digital marketing. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time or expertise to build and maintain your website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to manage your company's internet ads or social media accounts? Like, never, right? Well, at Edgewater Digital, that's what we do. We have a talented web design team who've built a number of incredibly successful websites for companies large and small. Need content too? No problem. Edgewater can provide copywriting, photography, and videography services to enhance the content on your website, email marketing, or even social media. We're a full-service digital marketing solution with a track record of success. Call us today at 832-500-4272 or see our website, edgewater-digital.com. Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on-site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782. Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspa at Allspa's Ace Hardware in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years. He's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite Ace Hardware store at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. Allspa's Ace Hardware is everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal touch that's missing from the big-box stores. Allspa's Ace Hardware has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint and hardware, all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so Allspa's Ace Hardware features a complete barbecue pit house to fulfill all your outdoor cooking needs. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at Allspa's Ace Hardware. And they even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspas.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. Allspa's Ace Hardware at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood, and tell them I sent you.
Life is simple. Eat, sleep, grill. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hams.
We are always proud to host this next guy on our show. It's Texas City Dave. Dave Fremont from Boyd's One Stop at the base of the Texas City Dike. How are you, my friend?
Doing just fine, Randy. Doing great. We're right in the middle of crawfish season, so we're just tearing it up in the crawfish world.
And you know, when I say that we're proud to have you on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, Dave, it's not just because you represent our brand sponsor, which is Boyd's One Stop, but it's also because we know you're a man of deep and abiding faith in God, and that makes you our kind of guy around here. So welcome in, my friend.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate that. He is the controller of the universe, so why should I try to do anything to outsmart him?
At the same time, we do want to hear all about what's going on at Boyd's One Stop these days. Let's start by talking about the Boyd's Best Crawfest. How did it turn out this year, Dave?
It turned out pretty well. You know how it is with any outdoor thing. You're dependent on the weather, and it's always iffy at best. And so the weekend that we had it, we were hit and miss with the weather in terms of having some showers, and it was very windy, and that can wreak havoc on tents and tarps and all that kind of stuff. But with the crawfish, folks, it's all about having a good time, and so they're pretty resilient. And they'll show up, and they did. They showed up in big numbers, and we did the best we could, and they did the best they could to have a good time. And when it was all said and done, I think most folks were happy, and we're already chomping at the bit and thinking about what we're going to do for the next Crawfest. But some of them will be under perfect weather, some of them not so perfect, but you just keep on, because once you set the date, you pretty much have to have it and just let the crawfish fly where they may.
Well, how many pounds of crawfish do you think you served over that weekend, Dave?
Well, honestly, Randy, I couldn't tell you. I'm kind of not in that end as far as the totaling, but I will say that we did push out thousands of pounds. I can tell you that much.
And it just highlights that Boyd's One Stop at the base of the Texas City Dike is absolutely, positively the best place to go when you need to buy some crawfish or any seafood, if we're being perfectly honest. So let's talk about the seafood market at Boyd's for a few minutes. What kind of seafood's looking good this time of year, Dave?
Okay, and you know, some folks don't have any use for crawfish, and I'll tell you, when you see them for 6 months every day, all day, they may not become too appealing. In my case, I would rather chomp down on a big old shrimp just about any day of the week, but that's the good thing about seafood, is there's a lot of different choices. But so actually right now, this is a great time of the year also, if you're not a crawfish fan, for shrimp. And there's different sizes and different types of shrimp. We're so blessed and fortunate to have shrimp in the Gulf of Mexico. In fact, about 90 to 95% of all shrimp that is harvested for the United States comes from the Gulf of Mexico.
Huh.
And so we're very fortunate to be in this area, to where that we're able to meet up with the shrimpers and pick up a lot of their catch. And so we serve up quite a few different shrimp dishes there at the Boyd's Cajun Grill.
Well, we'll talk about shrimp more in just a minute, but it also brings up the fact that Boyd's One Stop was founded as a bait shop, and you guys have the top selection of live and dead bait on the Upper Texas Gulf Coast. What can you provide fishermen who are about to head out on the Texas City Dike?
Well, as you mentioned, Gene Boyd, the original owner of Boyd's One Stop, opened the bait shop back in the late 60s, and it just progressed from there into a larger bait shop, and then started going into selling shrimp and other seafood items for the fishermen that we welcome every morning. We're open every day of the week, just about every day of the year, except for Christmas and Easter. The fishermen will come in and they buy live shrimp from us during certain times of the year. Actually, starting today or tomorrow, we'll have live croaker, which is a small bait fish that speckled trout just absolutely love to eat. So the fishermen will be able to come in and pick up shrimp. Then we have a big variety of dead bait as well. Some folks like to fish on the bottom, and not so much with a cork or free shrimp, as we call it, where the bait has a freedom of movement in the water for the bigger fish to ambush them. But we have dead shrimp, we have dead squid, we have dead mullet. Just a big variety of bait for fishermen and all the different ways they want to catch fish, Randy.
And even though Boyd's One Stop has everything you need, bait and tackle, the ice in the ice chests, cold drinks and snacks, some days the fish just aren't biting. You mentioned the Boyd's Cajun Seafood Grill right next door to the seafood market. You can fill up your empty belly right there. What do you like to eat from the grill the most, Dave?
Well, Randy, like I mentioned earlier, I can eat shrimp almost every day. Now, I've been eating shrimp for all of my life, and I'm getting pretty close to being at the ripe old age of 65. And I can tell you that you can just about eat shrimp every day for 65 years and still be alive and kicking. And I love it. And I like them. I love shrimp fried. That's my favorite. And you don't have to do anything fancy. Just batter it up with either a cracker meal and some cornmeal mix, or cracker crumbs and flour and a little bit of seasoning. I don't use much more than anything than salt because I just love the taste of the shrimp and just a light batter. But then I also like them broiled. You can skewer the bigger shrimp. We call them 9-12s or colossal shrimp. There's 9 to 12 to a pound, and you can skewer them up and add an assortment of bell pepper and onion and squash or pineapple or anything on the skewer and put them on the grill for just a few minutes just to give them that little bit of a charred flavor. They're so simple and they're so easy to cook, and it only takes a few minutes. It's just a no-brainer food, and it's really very good for you. If you don't have an allergy problem with crustaceans or shrimp, then shrimp is for you. It's just the grill, they cook a coconut, put a coconut batter on their fried shrimp. They also grill them. They make shrimp po' boys. They call them po' boys, B-O-Y-D-S. I wonder why. And so there's just, they have a pretty good assortment there. And then during certain times of the year, Randy, we'll have some shrimp gumbo. And boy, they make a good gumbo. They use a roux, or they use a combination of oil and flour and brown it, and then that's the stock that they'll use, and then add the different seasonings and such. So I think you mentioned to me, Randy, that isn't today a special day in terms of shrimp?
Yeah, I was going to say, you transitioned perfectly into the topic of conversation for the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show today. It's National Shrimp Day, and as you mentioned, boy, we've got a lot of those. So give us a rundown of what kinds and sizes of shrimp you offer at Boyd Seafood Market.
Yeah, I mentioned 9-12s, and those are very popular. You know, those are everything's bigger in Texas.
Right.
You know, well, anyway, the 9-12 shrimp is 9-12 to a pound on a count, and use them just about for anything as far as any kind of a showcase if you're trying to really push shrimp or show them as your main item on the menu. But they are in all different sizes. They're caught in different sizes. We'll have some that are 13-15s. We'll have some 17-19s. It's just you'll get a batch of shrimp in, and you'll do a shrimp count. You'll take a couple of pounds of them, and you'll count how many it takes to make a pound. And so we have them in all different sizes, sometimes more than others, but this is a good time of the year to be able to come down and get shrimp. I look at today being what they call National Shrimp Day. Every day is National Shrimp Day to me. I just absolutely love them. The brown shrimp and the white shrimp are two main species of shrimp. Some people prefer brown shrimp. They think that they'll have a little bit of a sweeter, a little more profound shrimp taste to them. Personally, I can't notice that difference so much because I'm eating them so quick. I'm just taking them in. I just love them. So the white shrimp are very popular as well. There's another variety that's caught not so much in our area, and it's called a pink shrimp. It's more over towards Florida, and it's also got a real nice sweet taste to it. Most of the time, if somebody wants those, they're going to be packaged and brought into this area from that part of the Gulf. But we're blessed to be able to have the brown shrimp and the white shrimp and a whole assortment of other seafood in the Gulf of Mexico to keep us going. So it's been great.
Well, this has been our old friend Dave Fremont, Texas City Dave, From Boyd's One Stop at the base of the Texas City Dike. Happy National Shrimp Day, Dave. Thanks for being on the show.
Okay, thank you very much, Randy. It was great talking to you, and hope to hear from you again real soon. Thank you, sir.
Stay patient. Dinner will be ready right after the smoke alarm goes off. Randy will be right back with more smoke and hot tips for you and your old flame right after this short break.
Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspa at Allspa's Ace Hardware in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years. He's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite Ace Hardware store at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. Allspa's Ace Hardware is everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal touch that's missing from the big-box stores. Allspa's Ace Hardware has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint and hardware, all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so Allspa's Ace Hardware features a complete barbecue pit house to fulfill all your outdoor cooking needs. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at Allspa's Ace Hardware. And they even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspas.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. Allspa's Ace Hardware at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood, and tell them I sent you. Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dike Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dike Road at the base of the Texas City Dike. Hi friends, Randy Hames to tell you about Cellular and Satellite. Cellular and Satellite are specialists in wireless data plans for businesses. Because they buy in large quantities, Cellular and Satellite can give you a data plan on the same provider you're using today, but at a lower cost. Cellular and Satellite can also combine the two largest wireless providers into a single data plan. Two carriers with better coverage, but only one invoice to pay. If your workforce is international, Cellular and Satellite offers a global data SIM with fixed pricing in over 200 countries. You'll never have to pay international roaming charges again with Cellular and Satellite. And they can handle all your wireless data needs, whether you need 10 or 10,000 data SIMs. So if you're an IT professional, mobility manager, or business owner, save money and increase your network availability by letting Cellular and Satellite simplify your wireless life. Call Cellular and Satellite today, 832-551-1000, or go to cellularandsatellite.com. Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782.
Stand back. We've got our grill on. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hames.
It's time to welcome back an old friend and one of our favorite backyard chefs. It's Shane Mesh. Hi, Shane. How you doing?
Oh, just fine, Randy. How are you today?
Doing great. I was looking back at the calendar, Shane, And I think I'm correct here when I say that we haven't had you on the show since July. Is that right?
You know, I was thinking about that, and I think you're correct. It's been a little while. Maybe it's probably too long, Randy.
Yes, absolutely. That's just wrong. We need to have you on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show more often than July to May, because you are an outstanding backyard chef. As a matter of fact, Shane is outstanding in his backyard right now. Shane's given us some great ideas over the years, and I'm sure he'll do so again today. One of the reasons why we enjoy talking to Shane so much is he's so well-traveled. He brings some incredible knowledge of cuisine from faraway places and foreign cultures. Kazakhstan is a good example. What in the world took you to that part of the world, Shane?
Well, I went there for work to help out to build a data center as a project manager for an oil and gas company. It was quite interesting there, as you could imagine. There were a few challenges getting around into the markets and learning your way around to finding the foods that you want. But we had some fun doing it. Granted, my wife did most of the shopping for groceries and vegetables and meats and things that we would need to cook. And we cooked regularly there for ourselves. So we ate out now and again, but for the most part, we would cook. A funny story, she actually calls me one day and asked me to print up the cuts of meat that you see at the butcher stores. The issue that we had there was you would go to the market, and when if you would ask for, let's say, a kilo of beef or lamb or whatever it was, they would just cut off the next section that was available because that's how they did it. And so she got the idea. She said, you know, if I bring them the chart, I can show them, cut me this T-bone in the halal markets. So I printed them off pretty big in color, and they loved her to death because now all of the other expats that live there could do the same thing. They would go there and say, hey, I want this cut. And they had no problem in doing it. They had great beef, you know. But, you know, you walk in a market, for some people it wasn't, they didn't have a good time with it because you walk in and, you know, there's a whole cow hanging. So you had to kind of point out what you wanted.
Well, we talk about the food that you encountered in Kazakhstan. How does it differ from American fare?
You know, surprisingly, there were a lot of pasta dishes with meats and rice. What I found surprising was that the seasonings that they would use and the way they prepare things had a lot of flavor. There have been places I've been around the world where it looked great, but there was not a lot of flavor, and I wasn't sure there, but there was just some absolutely great dishes. We had one of the ladies that would clean the apartment where we were would come in sometimes, and every now and then she would cook for us. And I can't duplicate what she did, but when she would cook a rice dish with meats, she would put whole garlic cloves inside, and they would just cook in there with the rice. It was so great.
That sounds interesting. Let me ask you another question. I seem to remember you talking about horse meat being very popular in Kansas.
Absolutely.
Well, after that kerfuffle at the Kentucky Derby this past weekend, I guess horse meat's more readily available these days, you think?
Where can I find a good steak? Because, you know, I actually have been eating it a few times. I actually enjoyed it. It's quite good, believe it or not.
But other than something that exotic, what do they tend to eat in Kazakhstan?
Well, there's a lot of lamb and horse was a big one, but pastas and rices and vegetables that were local. There were a lot of vegetables that were grown there locally as well. Some fishes were by the river that you would get sometimes when they were fresh and running. Of course, you were right by the Caspian Sea, so if you really wanted to splurge a little bit, you could get really great caviar there.
Ooh, yeah, I hadn't even thought about that. What about fish? What kinds of fish did they like?
So there were the sturgeon that I think there was a limitation on size of where they could get it from. I never got the whole story on there. Sturgeon was available at times in the markets. Huh. Carp was available. And there was another fish that looked something sort of like a speckled trout. I want to say maybe like a walleye.
Uh-huh.
I didn't get the name of it. And then they also had the Wells cat that you would see now and then, and some people would actually go and fish them in the rivers. So they're the catfish that get really, really huge. You know, I've seen them up to 5 feet, 6 feet long.
Wow. And that brings us around to the topic of today's edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. It's National Shrimp Day. So did they have any shrimp in Kazakhstan?
No, unfortunately, they didn't have any shrimp. When we did get shrimp, we would have some flown in with the, there was a group that would get fresh seafood in from other places when we get salmon and get some shrimp. Some of it was frozen. So, but it was as good as you could get for the time.
Right.
Other places around the world, though, I can say I've got some really great shrimp. I remember being in Thailand back in the 90s, going to a seafood market, Randy, and there were no less than a couple of dozen types of shrimp live in tanks, some things that I had never seen before.
Mm-hmm.
Langostinas that looked like they were 2 feet long and 18 inches of that were claws.
Wow.
Really thin. These shrimp that are shaped like the tiger shrimp that you'll see now and then in the markets here,
yeah,
but literally three times bigger. Just
wow.
Big, fat, and short tails. Langostinos, all types. And we would just walk over to the tanks and say, I want this one, this one, this one, this one. And they'd put them all in a pan and then cook them up for us with however we wanted them. But the amazing part was the types of shrimp. There are things that I had no idea that were available.
Well, let's get your input on some shrimp dishes. There are several sizes and variations, like you mentioned. What's your personal favorite?
Well, personal favorite is to find fairly good size, large shrimp, especially when they have roe with them, with the heads on fresh. And I like to cook them in a pan of hot chili sauce with onions and butter, hot chilies, and maybe a little bit of brown sugar, not much, just a pinch or two of that, and orange zest. It basically makes sort of like a, I guess, a barbecue sauce on top of them. But if you've got really good shrimp with a nice roe in the heads and you cook it with the heads on, the flavor is phenomenal.
And we all know the best place to get shrimp is Boyd's One Stop at the base of the Texas City Dike. I know you're an avid fisherman. Have you ever gone to Boyd's before you fish on the Texas City Dike, Shane?
Oh, I have. I've been to Boyd's several times. It's been a while, and unfortunately, I'm on the north side of town now, and I haven't been there in a bit, but I expect to make a trip there soon. I have a couple of items that I want to get that they can get for me. So
yeah.
There's some dishes I want to try. And if I try them and they're fairly successful, I'll let you know.
Okay, that's great. But you know, jumbo shrimp also make a great shrimp cocktail, but it's the cocktail sauce that makes the magic. So have you ever tried to make your own cocktail sauce?
Yeah, sort of. I played around with it. I haven't done it a whole lot, a time or two. You know, thinking about shrimp, it reminded me of something I used to eat as a kid that my grandmother would make. She used to make a fricassee with dried shrimp, which was she'd use a dark roux base with diced potatoes, and we'd serve it over rice. She'd cook it out in a black pot over coals. You know, dried shrimp can be pretty strong in flavor, and I think the potatoes in it probably pull some of that and soften it a bit. But I remember eating it several times as a kid at her house, and it's something I need to try to make. I've never done it myself, but it's going to be on my list of things to do. It's one of those comfort foods that just comes back in your memory that you like. I'm sure for some people, they may not care for it at all.
Well, you can tell by the way he talks that Shane's not only been to Kazakhstan and Thailand, but he's originally from Louisiana, right?
That's right.
So what about etouffee and gumbo? Do you like shrimp in etouffee and gumbo?
Oh, absolutely. You know, one of my favorite gumbos is actually shrimp gumbo with duck in it, wild duck.
Wow.
For whatever reason, they seem to pair very well together.
We've always loved talking to one of our favorite backyard chefs. He's standing out in the backyard right now. And it's Shane Mesh. He's a world traveler, too, with ExxonMobil. Isn't that right?
That's right. I do contracting work for ExxonMobil.
So thanks for taking the time to talk to us this morning, friend. And let's not wait so long to do this again, shall we?
Randy, always a pleasure. I look forward to it. In fact, I hope next time we talk, I have a new recipe for you that I've tried.
Life is short. Grill while you can. Randy will be right back with more food and fun after this break.
Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782. It's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a video or a new website or help in managing their social media, and my company, Edgewater Digital, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of digital marketing. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time or expertise to build and maintain your website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to manage your company's internet ads or social media accounts? Like, never, right? Well, at Edgewater Digital, that's what we do. We have a talented web design team who've built a number of incredibly successful websites for companies large and small. Need content too? No problem. Edgewater can provide copywriting, photography, and videography services to enhance the content on your website, email marketing, or even social media. We're a full-service digital marketing solution with a track record of success. Call us today at 832-500-4272 or see our website, edgewater-digital.com. Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspaw at Allspaw's Ace Hardware in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years. He's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite Ace Hardware store at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. Allspaw's Ace Hardware is everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal touch that's missing from the big-box stores. Allspaw's Ace Hardware has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint and hardware, all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so Allspaw's Ace Hardware features a complete barbecue pit house to fulfill all your outdoor cooking needs. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at Allspaw's Ace Hardware. And they even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspaws.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. Allspaw's Ace Hardware at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood, and tell them I sent you. Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po' boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke.
May the forks be with you. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the guy who turns all the grills on, Randy Hames.
You know, no matter what my mood, it's always improved after I talk to this guy, my buddy. It's Fred Olson, my on-air partner from the Hudson and Harrigan Show. How you doing, Pard?
Great. You know, I feel the same way. You know, I know this happens to you a lot. The other night we were out at some friends have a ranch out near Moulton, and we were out there. They were having kind of a throwdown Texas get together on a beautiful night, and she, the lady who the wife, she said, would you mind if I introduce you as Mac Hudson? I said, girl, I said, I'll never get tired of that job. You know, and there was somebody who grew up in Houston and remembers a story guy. And it was just, you know, he said, you don't mind talking about it. I said, no, I said, those are the glory days. I said, partner, and I still talk once a week.
Yep.
You know, that's just how blessed were we. I know I go over and over that, but I just still thank God for that job.
Absolutely. And I don't know whether you noticed it or not, but I'm always careful to say my on-air partner or my Hudson and Harrigan partner.
Yeah.
Because these days, if you two guys call each other partner, that can get misinterpreted real fast.
Yeah, that's true, too. Yeah, let's let that go.
Yeah, I don't want to wander off into politics too far.
There's a rabbit hole we don't need right now.
Yeah, that's muddier than the courtyard at Winterfell.
Boy. I haven't seen any of it. I haven't seen any of it. Don't tell me.
So you haven't straightened out your problem with HBO, and you're not keeping up with Game of Thrones.
No, here's what really cool. You know that big storm that rolled through here this last week?
Mm-hmm.
Or so? Well, it went around us, but it got really quiet, and it actually blew out our dish.
Oh, no.
And you know, the blessing in that is we didn't have to watch the news. Because none of it is any good. I'm debating switching over to get DirecTV. Or there's that, what is it, HBO Now?
Yeah.
Which we could get and then watch them all in a binge.
Yep. Yep.
But I have this trainer I work with out, and she she said, oh, did you see that? I said, don't say anything. Don't. She goes, so you're not going to like it? I said, she goes, well, I hate that part. I said, don't tell me.
Well, as Ramsay Bolton said to Theon Greyjoy, if you think this is going to have a happy ending, you haven't been paying attention.
I still remember the Red Wedding. So let's, yeah.
Yeah. But we have finished Bosch. That's another outstanding show that I know you like. Titus Welliver, boy, he is perfect for that role. Now, he might be a little short.
Yeah, very short.
In comparison to the character in the books. But then again, Kit Harington's not Yao Ming, is he?
No, that's true, too. Yeah, Bosch, the series is good. If you haven't seen it, start from the get-go. You'll have hours of joy.
Yeah.
If you've read any of the Michael Connelly, Harry Bosch series, you'll love the series. The acting is great. Scenes are amazing. They spent a ton of money on that show.
They did. And the young woman who played Bosch's daughter. I really like her, but that girl needs to eat a double meat cheeseburger, too. She's way too skinny.
She does, and get rid of those bags under her eyes. I look at Bev, I go, she looks like she should be in Night of the Walking Dead.
Of course, I'm the pot-bellied 70-year-old man, so I need to stop with the body shaming.
Hey, you're talking like Bernie now.
Have you watched the Highwayman movie on Netflix yet?
Yes, enjoyed it very much. Very underplayed, very low-key, and I thought Costner and Harrelson were great in it. Really great.
Yeah, some of those Netflix original movies have been clunkers, but boy, not that one. That one was really good. And we had so much fun last week that we never got around talking about sports, and I got grief about that at church. So let's do that for a few minutes. Texans OTAs are just over a week away. And now that you've had a little time to digest it a little better, what are your thoughts on the players that we got in the draft?
You know, my big take is that people who drop draft boards, these pundits, know nothing. They know nothing. They get everybody wrapped up. Go, we didn't take the top 20 guy or 20. Who? The draft boards that the people in sports come up with to keep us in the drama, these mock drafts, have nothing to do with what teams have on their boards. Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and you and I could pick the top five, right?
Well, yeah, probably, yeah.
And look brilliant because it's pretty obvious. But you get past that, you get into past 20, and who knows?
Yeah.
Who really knows? I think that they got a couple of projects in Titus and also...
Lonnie Johnson Jr.
Yeah, and but hey... Look who we got. Look, Dwayne Brown was nobody. Everybody went, who's he?
Well, some of these so-called experts think that that old lineman we got in the second round, Max Sharping, may actually be a better prospect long-term than Titus Howard. What do you think?
I hope so. No, I hope they're great. And they go for character on this team, and they go to people who are motivated.
Right.
You look at Titus. Titus was a quarterback at one time and had to put on, he's put on like 100 pounds to play the position he's going to play. And he's just driven, and that's what you want. You want people, you look at so many of these guys that have been picked in the top couple of rounds. How many are going to be busts, really?
Well, you don't know what you know until you know it, right?
You don't know what you don't know, and none of us really know anything. Even the pundits and then these writers, they know nothing. But the best article I saw was the guy who said, Sports Illustrated said, we don't know anything until we know it. And I thought, finally, somebody tell the truth, because I'm a mock draft junkie.
Yeah.
And it never works out.
Yeah, it never does. Well, today's topic on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show is in celebration of today being National Shrimp Day. And there are so many different varieties and sizes of shrimp. For instance, baby shrimp or popcorn shrimp. Do you and Bev ever cook that up, or medium-sized shrimp?
Yeah, I cooked shrimp the other night. I'll tell you, many of you listening now have probably heard of the air fryer.
Oh, yes.
And so I actually own two now. One was a gift, and it wasn't big enough, so I went out and bought a bigger one. Really, I mean, but now I can use them both at the same time. Get the biggest one you can when you get a high-quality big ones, because if you're going to cook for more than two people, sometimes you need more. But and I take that shrimp, and I just I buy a frozen, if that's all I got, and then I give it an egg wash, and I dip it in panko crumbs, and I put it in that air fryer for maybe 4 minutes. That's it. You're done. And it's put some sauce on the side, and you don't have the grease, which I do love. I love the grease.
Don't we all?
I love that taste of the oozing grease.
Yeah.
But this is really kind of greaseless. Spray them with a little bit of Pam and put them in there, and boy, once you dip them and you get that great, not overcooked shrimp taste, they're fabulous.
But jumbo shrimp are in abundance here in the upper Texas Gulf Coast area.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you don't eat a whole lot of fried food. So how do you like to cook jumbo shrimp?
Same way. I'll do them the same way. You know, I love them butterfly, dipped in batter, and deep fried.
Yeah.
That's the, with a lot of tartar sauce, a lot of spicy red sauce.
Well, now let's talk about sauce. You know, I love shrimp sauce, but the cocktail sauce, but
yeah,
it's got to be right. Do you use a brand or do you make your own?
Bev makes it.
Ah, so how does she make it?
Spicy. I guess she starts with ketchup and then starts adding some hot sauce. And, gosh, what, she's out in the garden right now. Otherwise, I'd ask her what else she puts in it, but I like it.
Well, there are lots of different recipes for cocktail sauce, and I saw one that mentioned ketchup, chili sauce, lemon juice, horseradish, Worcestershire, and hot sauce. Now, chili sauce and horseradish and hot sauce might be a little bit of what we might call overkill for some people, but not for you and me, because I know you're just like me. You're a chili belly.
Yeah, that and or sriracha. Some of that sriracha is everywhere now. I don't, whoever invented that stuff is like a billionaire. Probably owns an island off Singapore somewhere. I don't know. But that's good. Yeah, she does. That's right. As fresh as horseradish as you can get from a cool section of the grocery store, a little jar of that, and then kind of just hot it up the way you like it. But I also love tartar, man. I love tartar sauce. I'm a sucker for both of them.
I must admit, tartar sauce has never appealed to me, but boy, I do love red seafood sauce.
Mm.
And my wife prefers boiled jumbo shrimp over a salad. Now, I like that too, but, you know, I don't get to eat shrimp often enough to waste stomach space on rabbit food to go along with it.
That's like cutting up a fillet and putting it in a salad for me, you know.
When I eat shrimp, I want shrimp etouffee or shrimp gumbo.
Ooh.
Or a shrimp po' boy.
Ooh.
Oh, remember Ray Hayes?
Oh, man. You know, there's a recipe called a shrimp New Orleans. Is that what it, I think that Nordstrom's used to put it out. If you ever find the recipe for that, it involves a lot of butter.
Mm-hmm.
Shrimp,
mm-hmm,
hot sauce,
mm-hmm,
and they're cooked in the shell. And I want to tell you, it will set you free. That's so good because it's all fat and salt and hot, and it's great.
Well, how do they cook it? Do they boil them then?
No. You kind of saute them in a frying pan with the butter and the hot sauce. You don't cook shrimp very long at all. Most people often overcook them.
Yep.
It doesn't take long. I mean, they're just very tender, and boom.
There's a reason why they call them shrimp.
That's it, I guess.
Well, enough talk. It's time for action. I'm headed down to Boyd's One Stop at the base of the Texas City Dike right now. Get me some jumbo shrimp for dinner. I will talk to you next week, partner.
Hey, and get some of those crawfish too, man. I haven't had a real big dose of those yet, and I'm ready.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Send us your burning questions and favorite recipes in a private message on our Facebook page, The Outdoor Cooking Show, or visit our website, theoutdoorcookingshow.com. Join us next week for more tasty food and fun over a red-hot grill on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show.
I was about cooking something up with me.